Scholastic Audio presents Marty McGuire by Kate Messner. Read by Cassandra Morris. Chapter 1. That nice Mrs. Kramer lied to me about third grade. On the last day of school, she gave us cupcakes with sprinkles and little beach umbrellas, and said, "Have a super-duper summer," and she'd wave to us in the hallway next year. She said third grade would be even more fun than second grade. She said we'd read bigger books and keep our old friends and make new ones and even get to be in the school play. None of it is true. Because Veronica Grace Smithers has stolen my best friend and taken over recess. I'd call Veronica Grace Princess Bossy Pants if I were allowed to call people names. But I'm not, so I won't. Even though Veronica Grace is leaning over into my space and wrinkling her nose at my handwriting paper. "You make your cursive E's funny." She holds up her paper. Her cursive E is loopy and swirly, like it's supposed to be. Mine looks like a dog's been chewing on it, even though I really took my time. That is so not fair. "All right, class, listen up." Mrs. Aloy shakes her maracas. "It's time for the most exciting part of our day. Marty, please collect everyone's papers, and then I'll have a big announcement." I collect the papers super fast and hurry back to my seat to wait for Mrs. Aloy's big announcement. It must be huge news if it's going to be the most exciting part of our day. "It's just about time for recess, but I know you've all been waiting to hear what the third grade play will be," she says. "It's coming up in 3 weeks, so we'll be very busy getting ready. We will be practicing every day. This year, we've decided to perform our own version of an old fairy tale called The Frog Prince." "Is there dancing?" asks Kimmy Butler.
"Do we have to be in it?" asks Rupert Wingfield.
"Can I be the princess?" asks Veronica Grace Smithers.
"Can I too?"
asks Isabel Pike.
"Do we get to build props and stuff?"
asks Alex Farley.
"Can I be the king?"
asks Rashina Wells.
"Can I do sound effects?"
asks Jimmy Lawson.
"I can burp so it sounds like a ribbit."
Mrs. Aloy shakes her maracas again. She says it's to remind us to listen, but I think she just likes shaking them.
"We'll talk about all of that after recess. For now, just get thinking about kings and queens and castles. And get ready to have some out-of-your-seat fun."
I line up for recess, all excited. Out of my seat is my favorite place to be. Then I remember Mrs. Kramer's promise about third grade, and that teachers have weird ideas about what's fun.
"Line up, everyone," Veronica Grace shouts once we're outside.
She flips her hair back and forth while she waits. Veronica Grace likes her hair. Even I can understand why. It's silky and smooth and the color of a yellow lab, my favorite kind of dog. My hair is not silky or smooth. It's all thick and sticky-uppy and the color of pond mud.
"Are we all lined up?"
Veronica Grace fluffs up her skirt. She's wearing a flower pink churchy dress with glitter leggings and shiny black shoes.
"She looks like a movie star," Kimmy Butler whispers from her spot in line.
Kimmy has black hair in pigtails and is the kind of girl who is always eating a cupcake. If she's not eating a cupcake, she has chocolate frosting smeared on her face because she just finished one.
Or she's looking around to see if somebody brought in birthday treats. And she's as bossy as Veronica Grace.
I'd call Kimmy Frosting Face Messy Mouth, if I were allowed to call people names. But I'm not, so I won't. We're going to practice for the big class play, Veronica Grace says.
But we don't know the parts yet, I say.
That's okay, Kimmy says. We can dance. My big sister, she's in fifth grade, and she told me the third grade play is always a fairy tale sort of thing, and there's always a prince and a princess and king and queen. And usually talking animals and magic spells. And sometimes ogres, but not all the time. And there's always dancing.
Perfect, Veronica Gray says.
We'll practice the dancing. There has to be dancing. The other girls nod like it's a rule.
There has to be dancing.
Even my best friend Annie nods. No, wait. Annie used to be my best friend. She used to catch crayfish and climb trees. She used to play in the woods behind her house with me. And we'd pretend to be Jane Goodall, who is an amazing scientist who travels to Africa to save the chimpanzees in Tanzania. Annie and I used to pretend to save chimpanzees by the creek out back. Now she takes dancing lessons and curtsies and like sparkly Veronica Grace better than me.
Let's pretend we're at a fancy royal ball, Veronica Grace says. I'll be a princess getting ready for my wedding. You can be princesses too.
Veronica Grace points to Kimmy Butler and Isabel Pike.
We'll be the only princesses, right? Says Isabel.
She has sparkly red sneakers that she uses to follow Veronica Grace everywhere. Even the bathroom. If I were allowed to call people names, I'd call Isabel brainless, sparkly-footed sheep.
The rest of you can be ladies-in-waiting, Veronica Grace says. Mrs. Aloy said I could bring the dress-up box outside. Come get a gown.
I don't really like playing dress-up, I say. So I think I'll just...
Here.
Veronica Grace tosses me a slippery, shimmery silver shirt and a tiara.
Put these on.
No thanks, I say. But Annie tugs my sleeve.
Come on. It will be fun.
She smiles at me. And I think maybe if I'm a good sport about dancing, she'll go with me to catch tadpoles later. Mom told me Annie's probably just getting to be friends with Veronica Grace because they're in dance class together now. She said if I'm patient, Annie will come back.
I hope so.
I look around. Everyone else is pulling on poofy, floofy pink dresses.
Blech.
The silver thing is better than a dress, so I put it on.
Now, make three lines over there, Veronica Grace says, and points to the crazy big sandbox the custodian, Mr. Klein, built for us.
We make three lines, because Veronica Grace is like that. Recess was more fun before Veronica Grace put herself in charge.